Hello?
Oh, hi, Delano. I just got a message back that they can reactivate your website on that same domain. So you got very, very lucky. Usually after 2 weeks, it's not available anymore. But they checked and they said that we can still get access to it, which is good.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm glad. Well, so set up, see, let me put it in here. Okay, I'm listening.
I got a question. So who in charge of this domain?
So we own that domain. So that's why he said we can still gain access to it.
How you guys own the domain, though? I don't understand.
I came up with the name.
It's my name.
Purchased it for you that day that you had requested to have the domain changed to that. And so we have to renew the certificate every year, which is why we still own it. If, you know, that month that it needed to be renewed had passed, then it would have just gone away and, you know, you would have had to figure out how to get it again. But luckily, we still have access to it. But if you ever want to purchase it in the future, you could do that for a one-time buyout of $99. So we could do that right now in addition to your setup fee. We could charge another $99 to have you purchase the domain, and then we'll send you the code so that you would always own it. But you don't have to do that now because the only way that would be applicable is if the site ever canceled again and you wanted to keep it. Then at that time, you'd pay $99, right? So you don't have to pay it right now, but if you wanted to, it's an option.
So I got a question. What really is the site, Local Splash or Google?
No, the site was iDelano, whatever that web address was that I was talking about, iDelano, yeah. TheWeepingServantServices.com. Now, your dashboard was my.localsplash.com. That's where you would log in and just view the results that you're getting from the site. But the actual site itself was iDelano, TheWeepingServantServices.com.
Yeah, but I'm the one who created that site.
It says that you called us and you asked for that domain name, so we were the ones that purchased it for you. But you know what? Our clients are very thrilled when they find out they can keep their domain for $99, and here's why. 15 years ago, 18 years ago, when websites first started taking off and becoming relevant, there were companies out there that were buying every single domain they could think of for very cheap. For example, they would buy abcmortgage.com, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgagecorp.com, abcmortgagellc.com. You name it, they would buy it. And then when the real ABC Mortgage came along and said, I want that, that's my business name, I want that for my website, they would say, oh, we can sell it to you, it's going to cost you $2,000. And I don't know how they got away with that, because to me it's extortion. I know there's companies out there that still do it. But for us, our clients are always absolutely thrilled when they find out that they can keep the domain that we purchased and just pay an extra $99 to keep it. So that would never go up to $2,000 for you or anything like that.
So how did you guys purchase my domain?
So you never owned that domain. You called us and you said that you wanted us to put your website on that domain, and then they advised you against it. They said it's a little bit too long. We don't advise you to have a long web address. And you said, no, that's okay. That's my business name. That's what I want. So that's what we purchased for you. So it was never your domain. It was your idea to use that web address, right? But it was never your domain. That's the one that we had to go in and see if it was available and then purchase it accordingly.
But that's the name of my business, so I register a business under that name.
Right, and that's how ABC Mortgage thought when they had to pay $2,000 for abcmortgage.com, right? And the company that bought that domain probably bought it for super cheap, right? But now they were reselling it to them for $2,000. So with us, we don't play those types of games with our clients. We just charge the $99 to have you purchase the domain if you ever wanted to keep the web address that matches your business.
Okay, so let's say I buy that domain now, right? So how will I manage it on the web now? Like, how would that work? Will
so
I still have to go through local splash or what?
If you pay us the $39 hosting a month, then we would put the content back up on the site, and then you would have access to make revisions to it through the local splash dashboard. If you take the domain and put it up elsewhere, like build your own site, then you would have to make the updates through whoever you decide to host it with. So you could take the domain to GoDaddy or to Wix if you own it, and you can pay them hosting, and then you can try to figure out how to put all the content on it and relaunch it yourself and then pay that other company hosting. But if you do it through us, we can relaunch it for you, and then you would just pay us the hosting fee.
So I got a question. Can I create my own company and my own stuff through Google? I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm not understanding why I have to go to a local special or maybe daddy something or what you just said, what you just told me. So my name itself is not a...
Well, people do that because it's easier for them and they save a lot more money in their time spent. Because let's say that you were a website guru and you knew how to build a site and you had a hosting company, and then you buy the domain from us for $99 and you go and you build it yourself. By the time you put your pictures on it, your logo, examples of your work, you write the description, everything, it gets put on it the way you want it. That's going to take you more, it'll cost you more than $39 in your time spent to do that. You know what I mean? So that's why people do it. It's kind of like, you know, I can mow my own lawn, but it's easier for me to just pay my gardener, you know, through the HRA to mow it. Or I can do my own taxes, but I choose to, you know, pay my tax guy to do it because he's going to get me better rates and stuff. And if I were to try to read all the tax laws every year and all the changes that take place, it would take me, you know, more money than what he charges me to do them, you know. So that's why people pay us to do the hosting, is because it saves them a lot of time. Because, you know, you would probably be rather out in the field, you know, dealing with, you know, your clients than, you know, sitting in some office somewhere trying to construct a website, you know.
So can I host through, I can host through Google, right? With the same domain name when I purchase from you guys, right? Because I have that already going.
Google doesn't host websites. You'd have to get another web hoster to do it.
Another web hoster?
Mm-hmm. You'd have to go to like Wix or GoDaddy. You'd have to get another company to host it for you. You can't do it through Google.
Can't do it through Google, so I need a company. That's what you're saying. I need a company where I can do it by myself. How does that work?
You need a company. You could build the site by yourself, but you still need a company that you would pay to do the monthly hosting fee.
And what the company hosts for you? They just run it for you?
For us, it's $49 a month, but typically, in your case, someone puts you into $39 a month. Someone gave you specialty pricing.
Just for you guys to do what? Run it?
Exactly. To have the website up and running, to keep it fresh, to keep it current, to make sure that all updates are applied to it as they come in. So that's all included in the $39 a month.
So what's the difference between a website and local splash and a Google homepage?
So the Google business page is what we had created for you initially back when you were paying us the,
I'm the one who created that Google page. You guys didn't create that for me.
Okay.
I created that.
So let's say that you created, okay, the Google business page, and you're right, it says that you added us as a manager to it. So you already had it when you signed up with us initially. So that Google business page, you don't have to hire a company to create one. Anybody can create a Google business page, but it will never bring you a new client if it just is a Google business page that's created, because it'll be amongst tens of thousands of Google business page that businesses in New York over the years have created, right? So when people add us as a manager and they start using our service, it's so that we can optimize the Google business page to show in a spotlight position on the first page of the Google results, so that when someone is looking for your services, they can find you front and center. Because if not, right now with your Google business page, nobody will ever find it unless they already know your business name, right? So let's say they used you in the past and they Google I, Delano, the Weeping Servant Services, then they can find your Google business page. But if they type in sheetrock installation, sheetrock repair, you know, painting, trash removal, business cleaning, any of your keywords, they can't find you under that because nobody's optimizing that Google business page to show under those keywords.
Okay. So my mm-hmm. Google homepage, that's my website right there, right?
No, that's a Google business page that if you look at it and you click on the site that's attached to it, there's nothing coming up because the site is no longer available. That's what you had called me for today to reactivate. So on your Google business page, it shows that you have 7 5-star reviews. It shows your phone number on a click-to-call feature, and there's a link to your website. But if somebody okay. clicks on your website through that link, it just says 404 error, site not found. So that's what I thought you had called us earlier to do, was to reactivate that site.
Yeah, that's what I had called for, yeah.
Yeah, so we can do that, but it would just be $138 today, including that $99 setup fee.
Okay. Hold on, give me a second. I was gonna ask you something, but I can advertise through that Google homepage though, right?
Yeah, you can advertise through it if you want to. You can call Google and pay them money to do pay per click ads. I don't advise it for a small to mid sized business because those ads are very, very expensive. And they work better for the big corporations that have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. But you could absolutely, you know, do paid ads through the Google business page.
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. So can I operate it as a website, though?
No, I mean, you can go to your Google business page and you can upload new pictures, but it's up to Google to decide which pictures get published. So you can't just go in there and make revisions to it as needed. And if you start making revisions to it, it might trigger another video verification to be done. You probably had to do that back in the day, or a PIN verification at least, to get it up and running. So it might trigger something if you start going in and trying to make too many revisions to a Google business page.
Oh, okay. So, if I purchase the domain now, I'm Delano, the Weeping Servant Services website,
mm-hmm.
I will still need somebody else to walk in, but that's the website itself, right?
That's
just,
the web
I'm
address.
I'm going to own it.
Okay, exactly.
That's the web address.
You'll own the web address, but if you buy it and you don't relaunch the site, you'll still get to that site not found if you try to go access it. 404 error, site not found. It's not going to bring you to a website because there's no site on it right now. It's just, you know, a blank domain. So that's what, you know, they were offering to do for you. And actually, I was actually surprised that they said they would do it for a $99 setup fee. And here's why. I'm going to text you a link right now to our website options. If somebody ever calls us and all they want is a website, meaning they don't want Google or Bing or the directories or the mobile platform or the Facebook ads, all they want is a website, on that link I just sent you, it takes you to our website pricing page, and it says that the website starts at $2,500 plus the $49 a month hosting. And then if you bundle a site with one of our other services, let's say somebody buys, you know, local SEO services from us, and then they also want the site with it, then they would reduce the site to just $400 if they buy it with one of our packages. So I think that because, you know, prior to you losing the site, you had been with us for about a year and a half. So I think they said, okay, we'll kind of do him a favor and we'll relaunch the site and just charge him, you know, the $99 setup fee to do it. But typically it costs a lot more money to rebuild the site, obviously.
So can I build a site myself instead of going through all these other people? I can build a site myself, right?
Yeah, if you wanted to do research on it and figure out how to do it, you could build a site yourself, and then you'd have to call a company to do the hosting fee to keep the site live for you. After you purchase the domain from us, you could do that. But what I'm saying is for $39 a month, let me see, if I divide that out through the whole month, you're paying us $1.30 a day, right, to host and maintain a website for you once it relaunches. So I don't know how much you get paid when somebody hires you, but I'm sure it's more than $1.30 for the whole day. So I'm sure that for you it's worth your while to pay, you know, us to relaunch the site and host it, so that you could focus on being in the field and getting new clients and you know, making your money that you make when you get a new client. Because if not, you're going to be spending a lot more than $1.30 a day trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. You know, I mean, I've been struggling. To be honest with you. You know, I've been struggling. You know, with getting customers and everything like that, it's been crazy.
I know. I wish it didn't cancel in the first place, because then we could have just reactivated it. But I think the problem is that you had paid us last in November of 2025, and when that December payment started failing. I think I was the one that was working on it. I was calling you and reaching out and trying to get you to pay.
You were reaching out.
Yes, and then eventually it got to where it was going to keep charging you each month. So it was going to charge you $39 for November, $39 for December, $39 for January, $39 for February, $39 for March. It was going to keep reoccurring those charges. So what the system does before that happens is it just cancels it out. That way, if you ever want to reactivate it, you just start fresh again. And so that's what happened. Because it had been, you know, so far behind, it canceled it, which is why we lost, you know, access to the content. But we can still, you know, relaunch it because we still have access to the domain.
Okay. I got a question now. Can I just pay you the monthly fee, since I've been a customer with you guys for so long, and I know I'm struggling a little bit. Can I just pay the monthly fee, and you guys get back all the content and everything, and get everything going for me again? And I'm willing to purchase from leads from you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put that in consideration?
The problem is that they can't, if If we, let's say that the site was deactivated because of the failed payment, but it, all the content and everything was still up on it, where all we had to do was reactivate it, then we would just charge you $39 and we would reactivate the site. But because it's a blank site and it says 404 error and there's nothing available on it, now our web developer has to go in and get brand new pictures and a new logo and a new description and your hours of operation, and they have to start fresh and completely rebuilding the site again, just like you never had one, right? So because of that, they said they would do it, but they would have to charge that $99 setup fee to relaunch it.
So they got to do everything over again, the stuff that I
That's
had.
That's exactly right. Exactly. The stuff that you had, we lost, because after the account had gotten to a certain place where it was so far behind and the system canceled it, after that, we had lost all the content on it. Where, like I said, normally the content will stay up there for a couple of weeks just in case somebody, you know, would call us and say, hey, we want to reactivate the site. So then we can just go right back to their hosting fee. But in your case, just a little bit too much time had gone by where all the content is already gone.
I thought you had just told me you can get the content back and everything like that for the price.
No, we would have to start fresh. We don't have the website content anymore. All we have is the domain. So when we pull up the site, it has the same thing that you see. Site not active, 404 error. But let's say that we typed in the site and it would have all of your stuff, your content on there, but there would just be that orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. Then that means all we do is reactivate the site and that orange banner comes down and we just charge the $39 and we don't have to charge you to rebuild the site. That's why earlier I told you I'll take your card number, but I'm not going to charge you until I find out if we can reactivate it. Because if we could reactivate it, then we would absolutely just, you know, do that $39. But after looking into it, they found out that although we own the domain, the content has all come down. But the good news is the pictures that you had sent us in the past, which we had used for your website, those are all still stored on your client dashboard. So we should be able to relaunch it and still use some of the same content we had before, but we can't just relaunch the exact same site that we had before because we don't have access to that content anymore. So they take like a batch of pictures that you sent us in the past and they'll build it fresh.
But is you guys local special? Everything, I did everything through local special. How could you guys lose those though? I don't understand that. Everything went through local splash.
Yes,
but
when
the site canceled,
the content came off of it after 2 weeks. So after it canceled and you got a notification that it had been canceled, if you would have called within those 2 weeks and said, Tina, here's the $39, please reactivate it, we would have been able to do that and just take the orange banner off of it. But for yours, it's been too long, so we lost the content. Because they don't pay our technicians to do the hosting and keep the content fresh if the account's been canceled, right? So they only pay for the hosting and to keep the content fresh when the clients pay us.
Okay, so now my Facebook page, it's the same though. It's the same website and everything on my Facebook page. You know, the content, the same type of design and everything, it's still up there.
I just went to your Facebook, and when I clicked on the website, it said the same thing, site not found.
Yeah, it says that to the website, but the Facebook and everything is just it's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, of course, because those listings, they belong to you. When you had the $299 package, We were just managing it for you and running ads on it, but those directories and listings, they all belong to your company. So when you downgraded and canceled all that and just went back to the website hosting, then it still all belongs to you because you're the owner of those. But with the website, we lost the content because it was a domain that we owned that nobody was paying us hosting for anymore. So they didn't want to pay the technicians for the hosting and the maintenance of the site on a canceled account. You know, we can't do that, obviously. We don't have money to pay for the hosting if the client doesn't pay us for it, you know?
Yeah. So, back when I had the website, I'm trying to remember, back when I had the website, did it have the same design as my Facebook page or had a different design?
I wouldn't know without being able to see the old site. You know what I mean? I can't see it now. I just see site not found, 404 error. But I do see on the content that's stored in your dashboard, it looks like we have some of the same content from the Facebook, because on your Facebook, you know how you have that little circle where it's purple and it says in green, I, Delano, the Weeping Servant, we are here to serve you?
Yeah.
So we have that same color scheme on your cover photo, which we used in the past. Services, caulking, painting, sheetrock, all of that is in the same color screen, the purple with the green. And then we have a bunch of pictures on here, which look like they were pictures that were pulled off of your Facebook. So all of the content that we had used before for your site, it looks like we had pulled it off of your Facebook, which means we could, you know, do that again, but we would just have to build the site fresh using this content as opposed to just reactivating a site that's already up.
All right. Is no way you guys can work with price with me, though?
No, there isn't, because before I charged you, I went to that department and I asked, you know, what, because remember I told you, I think it's going to be $400 plus the $49 a month, but let me check.
Okay.
And then when I checked with them, they said that they would do it, because I said, is there any way you could help him out? You know, he said that things were tight and it took him a while to even get the $39, which is why he called me. So they said, okay, go ahead and do it for just the $99 setup fee plus the hosting fee.
So in order to get things back the way it was, I have to pay one something.
$138 to be exact.
Can I wait till, you see what happened is, I even lost my insurance for my company. You see what I'm saying? I even had lost insurance, so I plan on purchasing insurance. I already got the quote for the insurance already. It's a better insurance and it's cheaper, but I plan on purchasing that next Friday.
Okay. Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's good. Things are going up. So are you saying you have to wait till after next Friday to do this, right?
If it's possible, yeah. After I got the, let me get the insurance first and,
let me look and see on my calendar. So next Friday is the 27th of March. Do you want me to maybe call you on Monday, which is the 30th, and see if you can do it then?
Hold on, let me see something. Let me look at my phone. Hold on, let me see.
Okay.
So, next Friday, it's the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
I can I can purchase this. I should be able to purchase this on April 3rd.
April 3rd, okay.
Can you wait out that long?
Yeah, that's the night. Oh, of course. Yeah, I want you to be able to do it when it's comfortable for you. So let me make a note here. April 3rd, I'll follow up with you that day, and then we'll get everything reactivated for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll click call client for site reactivation, and I'll put honor, $99 plus 39. That way I don't have to go back in and try to get them to approve it again. I'm putting that we're going to honor it for you on that day. Okay, so I'll call you on April 3rd, which is a Friday, so it's 2 weeks from this Friday, and then we'll get everything restarted for you on that day, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And if you can do it sooner, no problem. You can always call me. If not, we'll talk on that day, okay?
Okay, what's your name again?
My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777.
Tina.
I'll send you my direct line so you have it. So,
okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina. I enjoy talking to you, too. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we'll talk in a couple of weeks, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Good morning.